This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Not joining me as always, Steve Sell's not here.
As always.
He's gone. I always say as always.
As always.
But Steve is
the
living
most
the dream.
Popular man.
He is the most popular man, and I guarantee he's going to be the most popular man in Independence,
That's
Kansas
what
this
I'm
weekend.
Saying.
He's going down to the Swinging Bridge Invitational, play a little golf with some high school friends. Steve said there might be a beer or two, some libations.
Steve
packed his swimsuit for the hot tub.
Gonna
I know that he's
muscles.
Going to have a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen Steve like get as excited as he was for this event.
I'm happy
and
for
Casey,
him.
You remember the day that Steve found out that he might not be able to go to this?
That was like... It was like
he was about to spit off a sell on sports column every day until he demanded entry to get back
he
in.
He was Facebooking people in charge. He was Facebooking high ups trying to get it out there.
He was worried.
He was,
but he got in, and I'm hoping that Steve can bring home some big cash prizes at the Swinging Bridge Invitational.
I'm pretty confident that he will.
Okay, so the voice that you're hearing is not Steve Sell. The voice you're hearing is our own Casey Spotted Elk.
Shout out.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So this is as quick of a turnaround as you and I have had for doing a show together. Normally there's like 2 months in between.
Yes.
But it's the summertime. We have time to kill. Steve and I have been throwing out a lot of baloney.
Yes.
The last week. We throw out a lot of baloney to begin with. And so we've got you back on. Last week, we got sort of deep and emotional.
We did.
Talking about songs that bring out the emotions in us.
It was a beautiful time.
A top 10 list for each of us.
Yes.
I had a really good list. I know that.
I had a fantastic list.
REO Speedwagon, Time for
Home
Me to Fly.
On the Range.
I mean, think, yeah, Home on the Range, one of the greatest songs ever written, ever recorded.
Yes, yes.
The Song of the American West.
It's beautiful. Just takes me back to my youth.
Yeah, of 1886. So this week, we've decided to do a little different list. We're sticking with music. We've done a couple of movies, movie lists, some rewatchable movies. We did some trivia one time. We won't talk about that.
We will not.
But today, our topic is one-hit wonders. Now, the definition of one-hit wonder
is objective.
Is definitely going to be up for grabs. And we're not sure exactly what this definition is. For a one-hit wonder.
I think our definitions are different.
My definition of a one-hit wonder is somebody who comes up with a song, and maybe they can have a few other small songs, but that this is their song. It captivates an audience. You don't really hear from them much again. So my example for you of like a borderline guy was Rick Astley.
Okay.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yes.
So where a lot of people on the surface might be like, yeah, that was a one-hit wonder, really popular, the Rick Roll,
never gonna give you up.
Yeah, that would not apply to me.
Oh.
Because Rick, he has some other songs.
Let's see. That play on our radio station for sure.
Together Forever and Ever, Two Part. See, that's a great song.
That was great.
Rick Astley, on the surface, kind of looks like he'd be a one-hit wonder, but he's not.
Well, and the Rickroll became popular again recently, so then a lot of people
with
probably
the invention
do
of the
think,
internet.
Yeah, but people probably do think that
he still is around.
It's crazy.
Did you know he's British?
No.
Exactly. You would never think
See,
that he's British.
That's a one-hit wonder. My example was going to be Mbop.
Hanson? Yeah. That's a pretty good example.
Yeah.
Because Hanson, I don't know what year that song came out. Probably like 94,
oh, yeah.
95.
Oh, look. Misty knows. 97.
So Hanson has made it 21 years off of that song alone.
Yeah.
That they tour
they were,
because of that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, they were just on my favorite radio show besides your radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was insane.
Yeah, your favorite radio show is?
The Bobby Bones Show.
No, that's the wrong answer.
No, that I said besides yours.
Well, what is your favorite?
According to Jim. Yeah. With Jim Joyner and Steve Sell on 96.7 FM KBBE.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It's like you've done that before.
It seems like it.
So what we will be picking today are our one-hit wonders. And I'm just letting you know, I have a terrific list.
Okay.
I thought I put together a pretty good emotional music list.
Yeah.
I thought I did. I really did. But this list blows everything else out of the water.
See, that's crazy because I'm still reeling on the emotional list.
This list, I know that you say sometimes, well, you could just remember all these off the top of your head.
Yes.
Like, you kind of have this built in.
Yes.
There are about 6 songs on this list that I knew immediately when I thought of this. Yeah, they're going on here. And then I had to think about it a little bit more. And these next 4 are just bangers. They're perfect.
Yeah.
They are perfect.
Jim's Bops.
Yeah. I used to have a CD in my car called Jim's Hits.
Okay.
So I went to, funny story, I went to a concert with some friends while I was in college.
Yeah.
And they were just going through my glove box or whatever I was driving, and they pulled out the Jim's Hits CD.
Yeah.
So this is like 2013 when they're pulling out this CD that I think I made in 2002. A lot of Gretchen Wilson.
Did they love it?
A lot of Gretchen Wilson. A little, I think Toby Keith might have been on there.
Did you catch some flack for that one?
Yeah, they still make fun of me.
Jim's Hits.
Jim's Hits. Yeah, my friends Taylor and Kayla, probably going to see them this weekend.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, they were making fun of me real hard about Jim's Hits.
I mean, it sounds great.
I think there was like Jim's Hits 1 and Jim's Hits 2. Who knows where the second edition is?
You probably threw it away after that.
We're all lost without it. All right, so we're running a little behind today because we're just so much news. 30
yes.
minutes of action-packed news. So we're going to get right into this list. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, Casey will give her list of the top 10 one-hit wonders. Are you ready?
Ooh, I'm so ready.
You feel good about it?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
Well, get ready. We'll do that after the break. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Jim Joyner, Casey Spotted Elk.
What up?
Ready to rock today. Does that song bring up any memories there, Casey?
Just memories of you being awesome.
Oh, I'm a great karaokeer. if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to that one on podcast.
I just wish I would have been there.
Our top 10 emotional songs list.
Yeah.
Gloria Gaynor. What a woman.
What a woman.
All right, Casey. Let's get to our business here.
Let's do it.
So we have compiled extensive lists, hours and hours of research.
Tons.
Of the top one-hit wonders. And I'm going to let you give your 10 first.
Of course.
Set everybody up.
Yes.
And be a little teaser for my list that's coming up. Man, it's a good list. So good. Your dad, Chuck.
Is going to love it.
Oh, he's going to love my list so much.
Oh, I bet he's listening right now. Hi, Dad.
I bet he is. All right, Casey.
Okay.
Your first song.
I was most surprised by this song being a one-hit wonder because I've always loved it. And in my hours of research, I discovered that Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, was a one-hit wonder.
What does it make you think of?
Being young and reckless.
Like 4th of July?
No, it kind of makes me think of like driving down a highway and I don't know. Yeah, just like a convertible for sure.
How about the sand line?
Yeah.
Love that song.
It's in a few movies that I can think of off the top
That's
of my head.
That's a Sandlot song to me.
It's just a real good song.
All right, but Casey, before you get into your second pick, I have to have a disclaimer here.
Let's hear it.
So I was putting Casey's music together.
Judging silently.
No, because she took the morning off. She had to hang out with all the little kids. They're not stupid. They're very smart.
Intelligent.
I'm sorry,
beautiful.
Cindy.
That's right.
So I was putting this list together, and Casey had some raunchy music.
No, that's
and
not
what I mean by
true.
Raunchy, they had words that are not approved to be played over terrestrial radio.
True.
So your next one that's coming up, I originally recorded it, and then I went, okay, yeah, that word can't go in there.
See, and I didn't even ever catch bad words in it because
it rhymes with bit.
But it goes so hardcore. It's like, dun 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 dun, 99 Red Balloons, Goldfinger.
See, yeah. We've talked about this song before.
Yeah, this is like house cleaning music to me. This is like, tear it up, dust them shelves, girl.
Now, this is the Goldfinger version, not the Nina version.
True.
The 1983 German band. Yes. This is not them. I don't
this
like that
not,
version.
No,
it's too
either.
Sad.
It's, yes, very sad. They really upped the rhythm in this version.
Goldfinger jams.
They
are kind of a one-hit wonder type of band.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Well, that's
and then
the
last verse, they
them,
scream it in German.
Yes! It's pretty cool.
It's sort of scary.
I know. It's really hardcore, though. I like it.
All right, so
gets
we're two picks in
up.
To your one-hit wonders list.
Okay.
And here we go with another song that I had to
this I'm gonna have to shout
careful.
Out my dear sweet Bunko girlfriends because this is just a good jamming song. Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang. Act like everybody's not bouncing right now. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
It is.
Have you ever seen the Brian Williams rap?
No.
Do you remember Brian Williams? We've kind of all forgotten about him. The
yeah.
NBC News guy.
No, I should watch it though.
Well, what they did is they clipped up him saying all of these words and pieced it together.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And it's awesome.
It is.
That's all I can think of with this song.
Yeah, because it is kind of like a very like staccato type of song where it's able to be pieced together. Yeah.
I think this is the origin of Hotel Motel
yeah.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, it's in this song. Yeah.
That's a pretty that is a lyric that captivates audiences across the world.
Oh, yes.
All right, so your three
beautiful.
Picks in to your one-hit wonders list. Let me be clear. This will now be the third song that I had to edit because of foul language.
You're giving people the wrong impression of me. These are just the best that I mean, I could have put the Macarena in, but
that's
who
a
wants
good one.
To do that?
One
yeah.
Maca 2, Maca 3, Macarena.
We've got Biz Markie with Just a Friend. You
got what I need. I'll be honest, when I saw Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Yeah?
I had no idea. I don't know that off the top of my
head.
Yeah,
but then you heard it, and you're like, yeah.
I'm pretty good with the Just a Friend stuff.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're a great friend, Jim.
Biz Markie.
It's good. This is a good song.
Biz Markie.
I know. I just want to keep it playing.
It's a pretty good song.
It is.
I had to be careful of the language as a reminder.
See? Everybody's loving it. Getting this radio station pumping today.
We've got a lot of songs that are playing today that will probably never be played on this station again. And that's the beauty of these lists.
Well, hopefully the people listening hear them and think, oh, yeah, I do love that song. Friday's coming up. Get off work. Pump up the one-hit wonder jams.
Yeah.
Have yourself a good old weekend.
All right, so now you're getting into a song that does play on this station.
It does. Misty really likes this
song. She loves
song.
This song.
This is Four Non-Blondes. What's up?
All I can think of with this song is, hey, yeah,
yeah. I say.
This is a pretty good song. See, I wouldn't have known this was a one-hit wonder. Because I don't know a lot about Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah. See? That's
are Four Non-Blondes,
objective.
Are those women?
They are women, yes.
Because this guy's voice could, or this,
this
woman's voice,
man.
This woman's voice could pass as like a guy singing really high.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got them feelings. This could have made it into our emotional list, too.
This is pretty emotional. All right, Casey. Yeah. So we're 5 picks into your one-hit wonders draft.
This is where it's getting good, guys.
And this is where it gets interesting.
This is really funny, but I had a hardcore obsession with this song, and like, I only wish I could dance half as good as these guys in this song, but it's Teach Me How to Dougie by Cali Swag District. So I had to chew it. Yeah.
This is another one that I had to go find a different version because of foul
like the
language.
Kids bop version.
Okay, so what? Where were you at in your life when Teach Me How to Dougie became a thing?
I was,
I think it was 2010.
Yeah, and we actually played it at our wedding reception and made everybody try to dance along to it.
Can you describe
awesome.
The Dougie dance?
Oh God, no, YouTube it. It's
sort
it's
of like you take your hand,
yeah,
and you almost like run it through your hair,
mm-hmm.
sort of like on one side. And then you go to the other side.
And there's like a little wheelchair motion where you take it down to the ground. And that's like the cat daddy version of the Dougie. Oh, it's just magical. Anybody feeling like getting a little funky today?
The Cali Swag District. I wonder what they're up to.
I'm not One sure they're wonder. Even all still alive. I don't know what happened to them.
All right. Pick Excuse number me. 7 in your one-hit wonders draft.
The best day of my life.
It might be 8, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't number that.
Yeah, you got out of order.
This All is right. American Author.
This is a pretty inspirational song.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah.
See, this type of music, I don't enjoy that much because I don't wake up in the morning every day and go, this is going to be the best day of my life.
See, I
just don't think like that.
I think that's like the fundamental difference between our personalities,
true.
You and I, because I kind of do. Like, not that I ever wake up happy, because that's a very big misconception, but right after that.
But you're optimistic
yes.
that the day could get better.
Yeah, that song just makes me think of success. Everybody's doing something great.
All right, we move on in your list.
Have we moved on to Riptide? Is
yeah.
that where we're at? With
That's where
Vance
we're at.
Joy.
Are you familiar with Mr. Vance Joy?
No. Do you know him?
He is huge.
Huge.
Not like fat, but like
huge. Where?
Tall.
Here? Oh, I thought you meant. Stardom.
I think he's pretty big in Australia because that's
oh.
where he's from.
Okay, I could see that.
But that is a tall, tall
Super
man.
Super tall.
And like big and strong.
Is he a surfer? Because he wants us to take him down to the Riptide.
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to get a lady.
God, I like this song too. Yeah. It's beautiful.
He used to come into the radio station I worked at.
Really?
It's a big dude.
How do you, like, just to do, like, a radio interview?
Yeah, whenever you'd
when
be in
Riptide
town.
Was pretty
yeah,
hot?
Yeah, well, that was a really
nice.
Popular song.
Did you get All his right. autograph?
No, I didn't. All right, so another band and another song that's coming up that was uber popular in, like, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty pumped about this one.
Sale, AWOL Nation. Oh, yeah, I like this song so much, too.
That doesn't have to have a lot of context to it. You just know that it's a good song.
Yeah.
Now, I debated you that the one-hit wonder with this, because I love AWOL Nation.
And I will continue to debate, because
I've seen them in concert. They have a great song.
And the rest of
called Run.
Yeah, but once you explained that song to me, I thought of it right away. So maybe...
My guy Aaron Bruno, the lead singer.
Right.
He not only is the lead singer, but he records all of the music. He
Ooh,
puts it all together himself.
Wow.
Like
Talent.
He does the drums, and then he'll do the singing, and then what other instruments? A macarena?
See, it
or
sounds
no, a maraca.
Like you're a fan of AWOL Nation, which I'm sure there's somebody out there that's a fan of Four Non Blondes that is like, no, number 7 on that album was
it
the
peaked
best.
At number 120 on the U.S.
Yeah,
Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, with that being it. So yeah, I think it's a little objective. Clearly, Jim is an AWOL Nation fan.
All right, final song of Casey's one-hit wonders.
It's
list.
Called "Stolen Dance" by Milky Chance.
This is another song that, right about the same time as Riptide,
yeah, I love
is very
it.
Popular.
It's so it yeah, both of those songs kind of remind me of the same time, and I just feel like. It's just summertime. I don't know. It just makes me think of just having a real good time. So pretty.
It is kind of pretty. All right, Casey. Are you happy with your list? How'd you do?
I had A+, 4.0 GPA.
Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. 99 Red Balloons by Goldfinger. Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Just a Friend, Biz Markie.
Beautiful.
What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Best Day of My Life by the American Authors. Teach Me How to Dougie
yeah.
by the Cali Swag District. Riptide by Vance Joy, Sail by AWOL Nation, and Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
This is kind of like a great example of my music taste in general, because I am all over the board. All
right, you ready to get weird?
I can't wait.
My list is killer.
I'm so excited.
Get ready. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, it's time for Jim's Top 10 One-Hit Wonder List. You do not want to miss it. I guarantee it. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank, with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
All right, we're wrapping up today's According to Jim. Jim Joyner, joined in studio by Casey Spotted Elk. No Steve today. He's probably in a hot tub somewhere.
Living his best
You remember
life.
That State Farm commercial where they'd say, "Can I get a hot tub?"
Yeah!
That's Steve, right now. All right, Casey, we're getting into our one-hit wonders top 10 list. We've already done yours.
And it was great.
If you missed Casey's, you can go back and listen on podcast, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm very excited about this list, as you could probably tell. So the first song I want to play here is going to set the tone for this. It came out in the year 1981, and who would have known that seven numbers would be able to change the world forever? If I asked you what Jenny's phone number is, what would you say it is?
8675309. That's pretty good, Jim.
Tommy Two Tone. What do you think Tommy Two Tone is doing?
Relaxing on the royalties of this bad boy.
8675309.
Yeah, I didn't have to think. It just is stored in my brain.
It's Jenny's
somewhere.
Number. I was doing a little research on it, and it turned out that like Jenny was a real person.
And that was her real phone number. Oh, if you did that nowadays, they'd be so mad at
You'd
you.
You'd be done.
Yeah,
all right,
Jenny
so that's number one
mad.
On my one-hit wonders list.
I think that's a great start.
I think it's a good start. The second song, I don't know how many people know this song, but I love this song. And one of the first times I ever heard it, it was the first day of school. I think it was my junior year. Walking into econ class.
Okay.
Alan Grant. Wonderful professor. And he plays this song as everybody's starting to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
By the band Sweet in 1974.
It is so good.
The Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah, that's good.
This is a song that you could just jam to.
Agreed.
The Ballroom Blitz. Do you hear much from Sweet since 1974?
No, where are you getting these magical songs all in the old dome?
I'm pointing at the dome.
Wow.
I love that song.
That's pretty impressive.
That's song two. Song number three. I just like this song a lot.
Yeah?
And I don't know anything else about this band. From 1988, the song is called When in Rome. Or the band is called When in Rome.
Okay.
The song is called The Promise. And all I could think of is the end of one of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh, Lordy.
Napoleon Dynamite. It's sort of British-y. It's sort of synthetic pop. I bet Mark in the Morning likes this song a lot.
Yeah. I'm
The Promise
the
by the band When in Rome.
It is very good.
You know the tetherball scene in Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Trish, I think is her name.
Trish.
I think her name's Trish. It's great. No, her name's Deb.
Listen, I will never forget that the llama is Tina.
That's true. You missed that
Ever
once.
Ever.
All right.
Forget.
So number four on this list is the absolute definition of a one-hit wonder. Because it comes from a movie that is about a band that has a one-hit wonder. And you want to know the name of that band?
So bad.
The Wonders.
Oh.
From the movie, That Thing You Do. The song, That Thing You Do.
So good.
We play this song on our station.
Yeah.
You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks. Liv Tyler. My guy, Ethan Embry, who's in the greatest 90s teen movie of all time, Can't Hardly Wait. I love this song. And they play it about 5 million times in the movie because it's showing the wonders. They create this song, and then they go on tour with a one-hit wonder. They're kind of like Beatles era. They make them wear suits and sunglasses and all sorts of good stuff.
It's awesome.
It's a good one-hit
really
wonder
like
song,
this song
because
yeah.
it's the definition of a one-hit wonder. And then they break up.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Sorry to spoil the movie.
That's good.
All right.
Now everybody knows.
My fifth one, this one might be a tearjerker. From the year 2000. If you were in the graduating class of 2000, I think this song would really resonate with you from my girl, Vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
What a one-hit wonder. Can you imagine like a graduation party that they don't play this song?
This is the song that we all were
listening
to. This is 18
years
old. At our 8th grade graduation. We were all at, me and my little 8th grade friend.
Yeah, you're in 8th grade. As our lives change.
Yeah, we're all just like,
we're going to McPherson High School.
Oh, yes.
Vitamin C. What do you think she's up to now?
Oh.
She has red hair.
Yeah, she was a wild one.
It's almost like orange hair. And the reason I think of it, because vitamin C, you know, you get it from
yeah,
oranges.
Yeah, she's very pale skinned, yeah. So her orange hair is like vibrantly popping.
All right.
Yeah, vitamin C.
We're moving to another one-hit wonder that comes from a little different age. And my next two picks are very much the same because they come from the internet and the YouTube age. So song number six is a song that absolutely rocked the world in the summer of 2012. It came with a dance. It came from Korea.
Yes, I knew it was going to be this.
It's Gangnam Style by the masterful artist Psy.
Yes.
Listen to this bass drop.
Open Gangnam Style. What's he even say, really?
Remember, there's the horse dance that goes with
yes,
it?
Yes, and the entire world doing that horsey dance.
That song absolutely rocked the world.
Yeah, Psy.
Psy.
Isn't that his name, Psy?
Yeah. The YouTube sensation. I don't know what he's doing now.
Can I guess what you're going to play next?
Yeah.
Is it What Does the Fox Say?
No, oh. I thought about that.
I did too.
I was very close to picking that.
When you said internet.
But instead, I picked another song on my one-hit wonders list that I don't think is on this list for a good reason.
Okay.
This song had so much heat. People hated this song.
Oh, I'm so curious.
From the year 2011, I'll never forget because we watched it in one of my high school classes. This is how big this song got. It is by my girl, Rebecca Black. Yeah, see, that's your reaction.
Yes.
To the weekend.
That was
weekend.
Awful. Listen to her.
She was 14 years old. All right, so this song had 166 million views after 6 months.
I'm so confused by it.
And 3.2 million dislikes on the video.
Yeah. What is this girl doing now, hiding?
Now, she did come out with a song called Saturday, which is also really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But Friday...
What was she thinking?
...is a great one-hit wonder.
Friday, Friday.
Rebecca Black.
Everybody loves Fridays.
All right, song number eight. We got to pick it up here because I'm running a little slow. So this song is from 1993. It rocked the Eurodance world.
Oh, snap.
By the German Trinidadian artist known by Hathaway.
Night at the Roxbury.
There, see, that's all I think anybody can think of.
That's all
and,
I can
and
think
And moving
of.
Your head.
Yes. Yes.
Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan.
So good.
This song is not that good, but this absolutely destroyed.
Yeah,
it was like number one in Australia.
So
it was
awesome.
Number one in all these places.
So crazy.
Hathaway.
It is good.
I think if you walked into a nightclub,
it was like
right
the
now
height of
it.
The nightclub.
Eurodance.
Yes.
It's good stuff.
So
did you go
good.
To a lot of Eurodance
no.
nightclubs?
No, I don't even know that. I don't know. Maybe like 2 years ago was the first time I hit up a nightclub.
Whoa. All right. Song number nine. And this is a wonderful one-hit wonder.
Wait.
It came out in the year 2000. It reached number two on the United Kingdom singles chart by my boys, the Baha Men.
Oh, no, you did not.
Who let the dogs out? Who What a song. This song was so popular, but it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping.
A-I-M-B-I-O. It was in the movie The Rugrats.
It was in so
Paris.
Many kids' movies.
And so that's what I think of.
Yeah, I think of Hotel for Dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
I would never. I will not.
Come on. The Bahamen. Because they're Bahamen.
Bahamas.
From the Bahamas.
Isn't that something?
All right, my final song is the perfect one to close out this one-hit wonders list.
Yes. Can't wait.
Just imagine yourself, what's Casey, sitting at a bar.
I'm already
It's about 1:55. You got to get out of there at about 2. And they're going to put one song on the jukebox.
Is it going to be Closing Time?
Yeah, it is. 1998, the band Semi-Sonic.
Yes.
The best line. Closing time. You don't have to go home.
But you can't stay here.
I also like the line he's going to say in a minute. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from.
This is deep. This is especially deep when it's 1:55 and it's about time to leave the bar. And you're like, whoa.
You're thinking of all sorts of sadness.
Yeah, wow.
So what'd you think? Is that a pretty good list?
I think that song makes me think of being a kid at the McPherson City pool swimming and it like pumping out over
and
the speakers.
Like, time for you idiots to get out of here.
Get out of here. It's pool break. Yeah, wow, that was a good list. I'm actually quite impressed.
There were a couple of good ones.
There really were.
On
you started out real strong. I would not put that in my list.
That was the number two song in the United Kingdom.
What
are the Baja
men
doing now?
You never know.
I thought that was a killer list.
I think your list was amazing. I think my list was an incredible list.
If you want to go back and listen to Casey's list.
Which they do.
SoundCloud.com/KBBE Sports. All right, Casey, good show today. Twice in a week.
Man,
this is a big week.
These people are lucky. Lucky listeners, that's what I like to call them.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So tomorrow on the show, no Steve again.
Yeah, good luck, Steve, playing golf.
He doesn't need a lot
when's
of luck.
When's he start playing? Is it
tomorrow?
Happening? Oh, okay, tomorrow. Good luck, Steve.
He's probably chilling in a hot tub.
Yeah, drinking a beer.
I bet he might have a brewski.
Relaxation station.
Steve is pumped. This is his big vacation.
It is.
So tomorrow on the show, we will have McPherson Knight girls basketball coach Chris Strathman on. Pretty pumped about that.
It's true. Hey, before you say goodbye to everyone, remember, I have to give a shout out. Saturday night, my dad and I do a radio show called Road Trippin' right here on this radio station.
Where they take a lot of acid and trip. And...
That's not true, but it is pretty quality. And if you don't have anything going on Saturday, tune in 6 to midnight.
Perfect. All right, Casey. Good show. Good work. We'll wrap things up. For Casey Spotted Elk, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.